Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Naturally supernatural. And we've been looking into different concepts. Last time we were together, we looked at the importance of rising above carnality and not stopping or abiding in the natural man, but rising into the spirit realm. Sometimes we're waiting on God to come to us when we need to rise to Him. We need to rise up to Him. Amen. So today we're going to continue in this series. We were talking last time about the reason why sometimes the enemy seems to be so close to you or in your stuff is because you didn't guard your gates. And we looked at what the gates were. In the carnal realm, the gates are seeing, hearing, tasting, smelling, and touching. That's the carnal gates. Then you have the natural man, which is imaginations. You have consciousness. You have memory, reasoning, and affections. That's the natural gate. And then we have the spiritual gates. The spiritual gates are faith, hope, reverence, or fear of the Lord, and prayer, all with worship. So we have faith, hope, reverence, prayer, and worship. Those are the spiritual gates. Now, I want to touch on something before we get into today's message. I've entitled this message today, what did I title it? I didn't write it down. It'll come to me. Right. I usually jot it down somewhere, but anyway, the title today, for the sake of the CDs and the message, is Different Realm, Different Rule. Different Realm, Different Rule. Okay? A different realm means a different rule. Different realms have different sets of rules. What I want to touch before we get into different realm, different rule, is the main gate that we have is not in the carnal realm, but it's in the mind. It's interesting, in Proverbs, if you'll get that on the screen for me, Proverbs 23 and 7. Proverbs 23, verse 7. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. First part of that verse is what I want to emphasize. For as he thinks in his heart, that's a universal principle. As a person thinks in his heart, so is he. That's so deep and profound and very strong, because the word think there is an interesting word in the Hebrew. It means to split, to open, and it means this, to act as a gatekeeper. So the first line of defense, if we're going to not only keep the enemy at bay but have dominion over him, is the gatekeeping of how we think. You can do a whole bunch of stuff, but at the end of the day, it all falls back on how you think. Well, I tried that stuff. I know the word promised me this, but this is what's going on in my life. Well, how do you think? I'm not talking about one thought of grandeur. One day you saw yourself as a king, but the rest of the time you see yourself as Mephibosheth. I know what the words say, but no, the first, this is where war is waged. It's not when your finances dry up. It started a long time ago. It's like a marriage that it ends in divorce. Before divorce is actually finalized in the court, you have to go back. Well, my wife left me yesterday. No, she left you 6 months ago. Are you hearing? Why? It was a progression. See, it's not you having a thought, it's how you think. And this is where the war is waged. The enemy knows that. As I've been saying about the finishing generation, it's important that we observe, take heed to, and are concerned and involved with details. It's like, a finishing product. I used the repainting of an automobile. You have to sand down the dent, take the dent out, sand it down real good with coarse sandpaper. You get it looking nice, but then you get a much finer grade of sandpaper to get it to a finish. And so there's not an awful lot. You've been saved a while. There's not going to be an awful lot that you hear that you hadn't heard before. But you got to pay attention to detail. Because some stuff you ain't doing that you've heard before, you've become familiar with it. Amen. And so now you're still using that coarse sandpaper. But the finishing generation has to observe and be mindful and pay attention to details. And when you get down to the most minute detail, is your thought life. We sometimes people don't even pay attention to what they do. You know, you can be so into a routine or familiar with something. We've all done this before. I'm supposed to be going somewhere, and I'm coming down Oleander. Ain't no church. And I turn down Oleander and pull up in the park. Like, wait a minute, ain't no church. You know, because I'm so used to coming. But all we're going to look at today is different realms mean different rules. So I want to really emphasize that the word think means to split, to open, to act as a gatekeeper. Some stuff you need to block out of your mind. I don't care how real it is in this realm of the natural. Abraham, I believe, was a very good example of that when God gave him promise of a son with Sarai. God changed their names, but he waited till Abraham was 99, going on 100. When it was too late. It was too late. By all natural accounts, it was over. Ain't nothing happening here. And Sarah still had not had a child. But God gave him a promise. Now, Abraham had to come to a place. See, in all his wavering with Ishmael and all the foolishness that he and Sarah had done, God stopped talking to him. Read it. 13 years, the Lord didn't speak to him. Sometimes God will back up off of you to let you get tired of yourself. I'm sick and tired. You know, he'll let you do it your way until, you know your way ain't the way. Finally, he appeared to Abraham and said, walk before me and be thou perfect. And somewhere along the line, Abraham caught something in the spirit, because the word says he became fully persuaded. But see, what he did, he had to stop considering some things. It says he didn't consider the deadness of Sarah's womb. He didn't consider that a baby had never come through Sarah's womb. That she'd been barren all her life. And here she is, 90 now. In the natural realm, everything said, no way, Jose. But Abraham stopped considering that. And he didn't consider his age. You see, different realms mean different rules. If you're going to step into God's realm where God lives, the rules change. Come on, somebody. He's the God of increase. While everything's decreasing, God can increase you. While everything's getting dark, God will give you more light. While everybody's sad and defeated, God will give you joy and victory. Don't tell me what God won't do. This is the kingdom of God. Amen. The finest of details, though, has to do with how you think. I love everybody, but I try to avoid small thinkers. Because they pull you into vacuum. The victim. I try to avoid the persecutors. Amen. I want to be a helper and be with those that speak the things that God would have them speak. That think with the mind of Christ. Not just the natural mind. You got enough to do that? See, people see their circumstances or see God through their circumstances when they should see their circumstances through God. Amen. How many know our Father owns it all? That word think again, it was the place of controlled access to a walled city. Controlled access. If you control how you think, you can control how you speak. When you control how you speak, your tongue is like a rudder on a ship. You can take control of your body. You won't eat that fifth cream puff. Just can't help it. No, seriously. You take control. You harness your thoughts through Holy Spirit. You take control of your mouth, which is the rudder, which is the bit in the horse's mouth. That guy, see, that tongue can set on fire the course of nature, which James says can be set on fire of hell. See, you can open up hell in your life with your tongue because of how you think. Or you can flip the script and begin to adorn yourself with the mind of Christ and speak the things that God says speak. And then guess what? Heaven comes down. The kingdom starts to manifest. Amen. Different realm, different rules. Different results. So understand that. That's the most minute detail and on the quantum level. Thoughts.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Search my heart.